بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وقال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتون إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us to be Muslim. And Alhamdulillah who gave us the tawfiq to be able to come to the masjid today for the Jummah. And brothers and sisters, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is just going to be a reminder for us about the benefits of coming to the masjid, not only for Friday Jummah, but every day. Every day. We shouldn't be just Friday Muslims. We shouldn't be the Muslims that only come to the masjid one day a week on Friday. We need to strive to come more to the masjid, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us about why we're here. Why we are here in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And then I did not create the jinn and the mankind except for what? For them to worship me. That's why we're here, brothers and sisters. And this is why we should come to the masjid to worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also says in the Quran, وَبُّدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And worship your Lord until al-yaqeen comes to you, until the certainty comes to you. And of course, all of us know that, al-yaqeen is al-maut. Al-yaqeen is death. And the death is certainly going to come to each and every one of us. And Allah has instructed us to worship Him up until that final moment. One of the best ways that we can worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the masjid. In the masjid. Brothers and sisters, our success depends on our Islam. Our success in the hereafter depends on our Islam in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us and He says, فَمَنْ زُخْسِهَا أَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whosoever is removed away from the hellfire, kept away from the hellfire, and entered into Jannah, he has indeed succeeded. He has succeeded. May Allah make us from the successful people in Yawm al-Qiyamah. So brothers and sisters, my point to myself and to you, because this is a reminder for all of us. Many of us, I'm not going to say anything new in this khutbah. All of us, we probably heard the same hadith many times. But it's a reminder for us, because many times we forget. Many times we get caught up in the daily grind of our routine. Many times we get caught up in the job and in the family life and in this activity and that activity. And little by little we find ourselves coming less and less to the masjid. So this is just a reminder for why we should be coming to the masjid, inshallah. A few weeks ago, during the Eid, I said the ayat that many of us, we know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the meaning of which is, say, verily my salat and my sacrifice and my living and my dying are for Allah, the Rabb of the Alameen. So brothers and sisters, my question to myself and to you is there only one day of sacrifice during the year? Is there only one day of sacrifice during the year? Is that the day of Eid when we make a sacrifice? Or should every day be a day of sacrifice for us? Every day should be a day of sacrifice for us, brothers and sisters. Every day we should be sacrificing something from ourselves, from our time, from our wealth, from our health, from our ability. We should be sacrificing something for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the best things that we can do to show that we're sacrificing something for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to take time away from our busy lives and come to the masjid to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, all of us, we could probably come up with some good excuses for why we can't come, for why we can only come one day on Friday to the masjid. All of us, we can come up with some excuses. Some of us might say, I live too far away from the masjid. Some of us might say, I work too many hours at my job. Some of us might say it costs too much money to use the gas to go to the masjid. Some of us might say, I don't have the time. But let's talk about a Sahabi who had an excuse. And let's see what happened to him. Imam Muslim has related an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, Ata Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rajulun a'ma. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that upon occasion a blind man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A blind man came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faqal. And he said to the Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, innahu laysa li qa'idun yaquduni illa al-masjid. This man, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was blind. And said, Oh Messenger of Allah, I don't have anybody to guide me, to take me to the masjid. And in another narration, it said that this same man, and by the way, his name was Abdullah ibn Maktum. Abdullah ibn Maktum. And he was the blind Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the reason behind which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he scolded Rasulullah in a surah. But anyway, so in another narration, Abdullah ibn Maktum, he said to the Messenger of Allah, Oh Messenger of Allah, there's a lot of wild animals out there, and there's scorpions. And I don't have anybody to guide me to the masjid. And we have to remember, this was back then. It wasn't like today where we got street lights. It's not like today, like we got Uber. You know, you can call a taxi and somebody will come and take you and take you back. It's not like today where we have streets that are paved. This was in the desert. And so Abdullah ibn Umar told me, saying, Ya Rasulullah, I've got nobody to help me get to the masjid. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, فَسَأَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنْ يُرَخِّسَ لَهُ فَيُسَلِّيَ فِي بَيْتِ. It's like he was asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for permission to pray in his house. This is what Abu Hurairah said. It's like he was asking Rasulullah to give him an exception. فَرَخَّسَ لَهُ. So Rasulullah, he gave him permission. He said, okay, you have an excuse. You can stay. You can pray in your house. So Abdullah ibn Maktum, he turned around and he started walking back. فَلَمَّا وَلَّا دَآهُ فَقَالْ. Then as he was walking away, Rasulullah, he called him. He called him and he said to him, هَلْ تَسْمَعُ نِدَاءَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. He said, do you hear the call to the prayer? Do you hear the adhan? فَقَالَ نَعْمُ. Abdullah ibn Umar said, yes, I do hear it, but I'm blind. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَأَجِّلْ. He said, then respond. Then respond. So subhanAllah, brothers and sisters, we should reflect for a moment. This was a blind man who had nobody to lead him to the masjid. This was a man who would have to go through the wilderness. There was wild animals out there. Not cats and dogs, you know, or maybe dogs, but not like the little animals that we see. Wild animals out there. Animals that could hurt him. Scorpions and snakes. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you hear the adhan, then you have to respond. So what about us today? What about us today? Who from amongst us has a legitimate excuse? If Abdullah ibn Maktum, the blind Sahabi, didn't have a legitimate excuse, then what about us? Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us, we have to prepare for Yawmul Qiyamah. Nobody's going to prepare for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Man amila salihan fali nafsi, wa man asa'a fa'alayha, thumma ila rabbikum turja'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us, whosoever does good is for his own self. And whosoever does evil, it's only hurting himself, it's against himself. And then you're going to be returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, if we don't come to the masjid to worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of obedience, who's going to do it for us? And if we don't come to the masjid, then really we're only cheating ourselves. We're only hurting ourselves. All of us know the hadith about all the rewards that you get for coming to the masjid, to worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the masjid. All of us know, we know these hadiths. But how many of us are preparing for our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us are doing something better than coming to the masjid to worship Allah that's going to give us greater reward on Yawmul Qiyamah instead of coming to the masjid? Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us why we're here. We're here to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us how long we're supposed to worship Him until the day we leave this dunya. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us yet again, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. So where are you going? Where are you going? And the reality is each and every one of us, we're going right back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's where we're going. We're going right back to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-jannatu aqrabu ila ahadikum min shiraki nahli wa naru mithlu dhalik. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reminded us, He said, Jannah is nearer to one of you than your own shoelaces. Jannah, paradise, is closer to any one of you than his own shoelaces. And so is the nar. So is the hellfire. And what this means is what we do in this dunya is going to determine where we go tomorrow. What we do today is going to determine where we go tomorrow. So brothers and sisters, all of this is to remind us that we should be worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be putting forth some effort to come to the masjid to worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tulhikum amwalukum, wa la awladukum an dhikrillah. Wa man yafal dhalika fa ulaika humul khasirun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us, O you who believe, don't let your properties and your children divert you away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let your properties and your wealth and your business and all this stuff and your families divert you away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because whoever does this, then in fact he's going to be a loser. He's going to be a loser on Yawmul Qiyamah. So how many of us, we will say, I'm too busy at work and that's why I can't come to the masjid. I'm too busy with my property and that's why I can't come to the masjid. I'm too busy with school. I'm too busy with my family. I'm too busy with my kids. And this is why I don't have time to come to the masjid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already warned us. Don't let these things divert you away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we should stop and we should reflect. Many times the people might say, I'm too busy with business, I'm too busy with this, I'm too busy with that, I'm too busy with my home, I'm too busy with my family. But we should stop and we should reflect for a moment. Where did all of those things come from? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one that gave you all these things. To see, what are we going to do? So brothers and sisters, come to the masjid to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the most beautiful things that you can do is come to the masjid as a family. Come to the masjid as a family. It's one of the most beautiful things you can do. Bring your family for Salatul Isha. Bring them for Salatul Fajr. Bring the whole family to the masjid to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Establish this sunnah with your family. Don't let it be the case that you're the only person from your house that comes to the masjid. If that's the case, then what are we showing our children? How are they going to learn the importance of coming to the masjid if we only bring them once in a blue moon? Maybe on the two Eids. Imam Muslim has related an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها وأبغض البلاد إلى الله أسواقها. Rasulullah, he reminded us, the masjid is the place to be. He said, the most beloved places in the land to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masjids. The most beloved places in the land to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masjids. And the most disliked, the most hated places on the earth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the markets, the places of business. And many times I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Many times the reason we don't come to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the masjid is because we're busy with the marketplaces. We're busy with our businesses. We're busy with our jobs. So brothers and sisters, let's make the effort to come to the place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And that's the masjid. Brothers and sisters, if we don't make time to come to the masjid to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are we going to say tomorrow when we're standing in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What excuse are we going to give? At-Tirmidhi has related an Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تزول قدم ابن آدم يوم القيامة من عند ربه حتى يسأل عن خمس. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that on Yawm al-Qiyamah the 2 feet of the son of Adam, they're not going to move from in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he's been asked about 5 things. Each and every one of us, we're going to be standing in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not going to move from that spot until we've been asked about 5 things. An umrihi fima afnah. About his life and what he did with it. We're going to be answering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about our lives and what we did with them. How long have we been in this dunya? 46 years, 60 years, 80 years. Allahu alam how long it will be before we leave. But Allah is going to ask us, what did you do with this life that I gave you? And what are we going to say? Wa an shababihi fima ablah. And about his youth. About his youth and how did he use it up? His youth. And brothers and sisters, we should reflect. Our youth, it doesn't have to be 20 years ago when I was 18 years old. Your youth is right now. Your youth is right now. Because right now, you're as young as you're ever going to be again. Right now, you're as young as you're ever going to be again. Because tomorrow, you're going to be older. And the day after that, you're going to be older still. So our youth, how did we use it up? And with our youth comes our strength. With our youth comes our ability to do things. With our youth comes the ability of our mind to function. So how did we spend our youth? وَمَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَا أَكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَ. And about his wealth, how did he earn it and how did he spend it? We're going to be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah put us in this dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the one that assigned the risk to us. But it's up to us to decide how we're going to get that risk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask us, where did you earn your money and how did you spend it? وَمَاذَا أَمِلَ فِيمَا عَلِمَ. And what did he do with what he knew? What did we do with the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to have? Alhamdulillah, Allah blessed us to be Muslim. Already he's given us a huge head start on everybody else. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed the Quran for our benefit. Alhamdulillah, who gave us the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a guide to follow. There's not a one of us now that can deny any of this. But what will we say on Yawm al-Qiyamah? What are we going to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we did with this knowledge that he blessed us to get? Brothers and sisters, I said this hadith. And by the way, this hadith, it's a Tirmidhi, and it's been classified as da'if, which means weak. But wallahi, it's true as far as the meaning. Because we know we're going to be asked about everything on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Everything that we enjoy from this dunya. Everything that Allah gave us. We're going to be asked about it. Brothers and sisters, coming to the masjid is one of the best things that we can do. Because it covers all these bases, these 5 things. If you think about it. How did we spend our life? Oh Allah, I spent my life coming to the masjid day and night to worship you. How did we spend our youth? Oh Allah, instead of going to the club and partying and doing this and that, oh Allah, I was coming to the masjid to worship you. What about your wealth? How did you use your wealth? Oh Allah, I spent my wealth to come to the masjid to worship you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that's what we do. We spend our wealth to come to the masjid. What about your knowledge? We can say, oh Allah, I used the knowledge that you blessed me to have, and I acted upon that knowledge. I knew about the hadith of coming to the masjid. I knew about the hadith about the salat and jama'ah being 27 times greater in reward. And so I took advantage of that, oh Allah, and I came to the masjid to worship you. So brothers and sisters, coming to the masjid is one of the greatest things that we can do. And the truth is, we're doing it for our benefit. It doesn't benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one little bit if we come or if we don't come. But it benefits us a lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّقَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. And perform the salat, establish the salat, and give the zakat, and bow down, make ruku with those who make ruku. And the ulama have said that this is the ayat that shows that the salat in jama'ah is compulsory. You have to make the salat in jama'ah. So how will we respond to this, brothers and sisters? All of us know this ayat. And I'm sure it's not the first time we've heard it. But how many of us were acting on this? So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who bow down with the people who bow down. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to take advantage of everything that Allah has blessed us with. And to use it to worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawmiddin. Amma ba'd. Wa qala Allahu azza wa jal. Wa bashiril mu'minina bi anna lahum min Allahi fadlan kabira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and give good news to the believers. Give good news to the believers of a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, as I said, all of us, we know the hadith, the many benefits that we get from coming to the masjid to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But inshallah, I'm just going to run through a few of them. Just as a reminder, because many times we forget, and we need to remember, because this is an incentive for us to come to the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said the hadith that I already mentioned, the salat in jama'ah is 27 times greater in the reward than the salat that we pray at home. And we should stop and we should think, if I'm staying at home, am I doing something that's going to get me 27 times the reward? Because that's what you're trading off. If you don't come to the masjid, then you're losing that 27 times the reward. And if the answer is no, then brothers and sisters, come to the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Bashir al-masha'ina fi dulami illa al-masajidi bin nuri tammi yawm al-qiyamah." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah has promised to give full light to that person who comes to the masjid in the darkness, to give that person full light on yawm al-qiyamah. Brothers and sisters, if we make it to as-sirat, if we make it to the bridge that's over the hellfire, and I ask Allah to bless us to make it to that point. Because the only people that get to that bridge are the believers. Everybody else in the nar. But if we make it to as-sirat, it's going to be dark. It's going to be dark. And the only light that we'll have is the light that was based on the good that we did while we were in this dunya. And Rasulullah is saying, give good news to those people who come to the masjid in the dark, that Allah will give them full light on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Full light so that you can see your way across that bridge. Brothers, come to the masjid and get your light. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qada ila al-masjidi wa raha a'adda Allahu lahu nuzulahu min al-jannati kullama qada aw raha." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "That person who goes to the masjid in the morning and in the evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds a place for him in Jannah every time he goes to the masjid and comes back in the morning and in the evening. Allah builds for him a place in Jannah." Come to the masjid, brothers and sisters. Come to the masjid. Uthman ibn Affan, radiallahu anhu, he said, "I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say,
The person who performs Salat al-Isha in Jama'ah, the person who performs Salat al-Isha in Jama'ah, it is as if he prayed half the night. As if he prayed half the night. In other words, he stayed up half the night praying. That's the reward he's getting. And if this person, he comes back for Salat al-Fajr the next morning, then it's as if he spent the whole night standing in prayer, worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When's the last time we stood up for 1 hour at night, worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Come to the masjid and get this great reward. And finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ يَأْلَمُ النَّاسُ مَا فِي صَلَاةِ الْإِشَاءِ وَصَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ لِأَتَّاهُمَا وَلَا حَبْوَةً. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the people only knew the reward that they would get for coming to the masjid for Salat al-Isha and coming to the masjid for Salat al-Fajr, they would come even if they had to crawl. Even if that's the only way they could come to the masjid, they would come crawling if they knew the reward that Allah has for them. So brothers and sisters, think for a second. What could be this great reward that we would be willing to crawl to the masjid to get it? Brothers and sisters, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is haq. It's the truth. It's not like the promise of me or the promise of you. If Allah is promising you something, you know Allah will deliver. And if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if you knew what the reward you would get for coming to the masjid for Salat al-Fajr and Salat al-Isha, you would come even if you had to crawl, you know it's going to be something great. So brothers and sisters, I want to encourage myself and you, come to the masjid. Come to the masjid, especially for Salat al-Isha and Salat al-Fajr. Come to the masjid and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come to the masjid and get your life for Yawm al-Qiyamah. Come to the masjid and get all the added blessings that you get for coming to the masjid. And come to the masjid and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you on Yawm al-Qiyamah and to give you the greatest reward for it. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from what we've heard here today. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those people who leave the comfort of their homes to come in the dark to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of our efforts and to forgive us our sins and to give us the greatest reward on Yawm al-Qiyamah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.